BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
And here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily. Hello, I'm Scott. Innuendo Bingo with Tom Deacon was a good one today. Thank you very much for the clips you've been sending in this week. Very good. Can I win one of our listeners a trip to the Brit Awards? Her name is Millie. Hear me get really stressed on this podcast. And Real or No Real throws up some fascinating information about Miranda, ancient Egyptians, and animals doing it to David Attenborough's voice.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. It's Tuesday. It's 1:45.
Ish.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Today on Innuendo Bingo, it is my friend Chris here and also Radio 1's Tom Deacon. Hey, Tom.
Hey, not friend, obviously.
Yes, you're also my friend.
Yes,
you're
thank
not,
you.
Yeah, you're thank not enemies, you. Are you?
Oh, no, God. Not anymore.
Don't mention the lift story.
No, I won't.
Thank you.
Didn't hold the lift open for me.
Oh.
He was
really?
In the lift.
I didn't realise it was you to the last minute.
Oh, right. I've always looked this way. And then I shouted, can you hold the lift? And then Scott just, he pretended to press a button and the door shut. And I went, Scott! Scott!
Did he pretend to be on his phone?
Yeah, he was no, sort of, I was looking at the floor.
We're all friends here and it's time for Innuendo Bingo. Thank you, Tom, for playing along today. Can we make it a wet one, please? Because this is the first time that people can watch on their phones. Sam in Cornwall, it's brilliant this, watching in his tractor. Josh in Southend, watching on his phone for the first time. I'm watching now on my phone, says Charlotte on the M25. Coral says, wow, never realised how good looking those two lads were. That'll be you.
Thanks. I like that. I hope she's not driving and watching.
No, she's in. She's a passenger.
She's a passenger, good.
Yeah. Okay, so are we ready, boys?
Ready.
Today's Innuendo Bingo starts now. Get on your phone, watch it on the Radio 1 website, or on a computer or laptop. Is the water icy cold?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. All right, then. Let's start things off with a bit of Radio 2. Now, do you remember Ken Bruce from last week? We worked out how to get a shout-out from Ken.
My Valentine's present. Kerry of Broadstairs sent me a lovely picture of two beautiful little puppies.
Okay, Tom. So nothing from Tom there at all. Didn't even register. Whereas Chris just soaked him.
Mm.
You know what to do next time, Deacon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think Target on One Extra has been using Ken Bruce's technique. He must have heard that last week.
Shout out to Mark, nice designer watch as well. Lali sent in a picture of her ring, which looked absolutely massive.
Tom Deacon, you're not quick enough. Straight in the face again.
Too easy.
Get him.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's ruining my quiff.
Get him. It's ruining his quiff. Okay, now, the programme dinner date has been on Innuendo Bingo a few times. James sent this one in. What's the most important thing when you're going on a date?
It's essential to have a well-lubricated flange.
Yes, finally some sprayage from Tom Deacon there.
It's essential to have a well-lubricated flange.
Is that one? Okay.
I thought I'd go a lot quicker, but obviously I just held on to it.
No, you're good. You're doing good. Mm-hmm. Hey, Chris.
Mm?
Maura Stewart's got a message for you.
Could I have another quickie?
Tom?
Could I have another quickie?
I love Maura.
I love her too. Okay, good. So, moving on.
Have you seen Maura Stewart's Twitter lately, by the way? You know she sent that bizarre tweet about Fiona Bruce?
Oh, yeah.
And I think someone's hacked it, because there's all sorts of nonsense coming
up. I think she's been hacked. I like it that you check, though.
Oh.
Another busy day in the office.
This chair's too squeaky.
Okay. It really is. Tom, don't do that, please.
So now I have to feel uncomfortable more than being spat on, obviously.
Okay. Yeah. Now, over to Late Night Radio 1. Have you heard Phil and Alice? Good show. gets quite exciting as well, especially when Alice gets a bit carried away.
Time for this.
We've lost Levine.
I got my maracas out.
Projectile from both parties there.
I got my maracas out.
Thank you, Levine.
Yes.
And she's not the only one. Got your water there?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember... Do you remember Raimondo?
Who?
Water. Do you remember Raimondo from World's Most Dangerous Roads?
To round off the night, Raimondo gets out his charango.
Oh. Hannah in Bournemouth says, this is the funniest thing ever. It's actually made my day. So good to be able to watch it on a phone. It is good, isn't it? Okay. Ready, boys?
Mm-hmm.
Over to Claire Balding now on... Oh, no. Giggling stop on now. Okay, here we go. Come on, Tom. Claire Balding now on BBC Radio 4.
It's chilly, it's slightly windy. Originally, we were going to walk up to Lord Hereford's knob.
Oh.
It's just too cold for it.
Originally, we were going to walk up to Lord Hereford's knob.
Okay.
Why didn't they?
That's I the don't question. Know. Yeah. I would have. Okay. Do you know what? Water? Water, please. Tom, are you all right?
Yeah,
I thought you were going to be sick then.
I forgot to pack jeans.
Oh. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Back over to Radio 4. It is Phil sometimes. I've still no idea what the Today programme was on about here.
3 minutes to seven. Philip Avery with the weather.
I'm slightly concerned about tit obesity in the South East.
Oh, one from last week there. Still don't know what they're on about.
Water.
I was planning to have a swim today.
Not again.
Yeah, I've got. It's just
got some.
It's mostly on me actually, Chris.
I've gone through four cups.
Have you? Can I have one, please?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, good. So, over to Time Team now. And a shocking discovery.
At this stage, okay. The copper is still attached to the slag.
Now, I actually saw this one myself, and no one was more surprised than me. Can we have some water, please? A shocking revelation here on the BBC Breakfast paper review.
And so he's really painting a very bleak picture and saying we have to re-educate ourselves. And in the middle of it, he fingers, shockingly, I might say, Delia Smith.
I spat my breakfast out.
In the middle of it, he fingers, shockingly, I might say, Delia Smith.
Unbelievable.
No right. Consideration.
Moving on. Water.
Mm-hmm.
Over to football now. Watch out, Ashley.
There is Cassano powering one into Ashley Cole's backside.
It's a classic. Okay. Water, please. Loads of people loving watching this today.
Mm-hmm.
So many people watching on their phones. Hi. Right, what were you doing this weekend? You'll be shocked at what Terry Wogan's list of us were doing.
It's a lovely spring day, says Nobby Clark of Huddersfield. Sun shining, birds singing. I'm going to clear out my back passage and put some flowers in. Smashing.
Finally.
Did anyone here send that in? It sounds like it did.
I'm going to clear out my back passage.
And finally... Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what Gok One was doing this weekend?
My family's annual Wang Clan Bash.
You're right.
You're right, Tom.
My family's annual wang clam bash.
And that was Tuesday's innuendo bingo. Thank you so much for watching. If you did, on your phone, on the website.
It's chilly, it's slightly windy. Originally, we were going to walk out to Lord Hereford's Knob.
Thank you also to Claire Balding. Back on Thursday, 1:45. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did anyone else see the really bizarre performance of this on the start of Dancing on Ice on Sunday?
I missed it. What was bizarre?
Well, Ollie did really good, but the surroundings were just weird. Ollie was stood on a kind of platform, a circular platform, in the middle of the ice rink, while people like Keith Chegwin skated around him while he was singing Army of Two.
They should make the video that.
It's making me cough. It was kind of good, but Ollie was kind of looking up at the ceiling and there's a camera kind of looking down on him. But in between the singing, he's going, "It's an army of two." Then he stops singing and the voiceover goes, "Keith Chegwin and his dance partner, Mavis." And then he goes, "It's an army of two. Please welcome Jay Torville and Christopher Dean. It's only just begun." It was just weird. Almost like I dreamt it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, we're going to speak to Millie after 2:30. She is the listener that knew the most about me. Well, yeah. She got one question right yesterday about me. And now it's all on me, really. I've got to answer questions about Millie later. And just after 2:30, we're going to get Millie back on. She got through to the final, which is today with Greg. And I've got to play on her behalf. So I'm answering questions about Millie on her behalf to try and get a seat at the Brits tomorrow night. Can you imagine if I lose this? She's going to hate me.
What? How are you going to feel?
Awful. I actually had a stress dream about it last night.
Did you?
I woke up going, "Oh, I've got to do it. Today's the day. I've got to do the thing about Millie." I've never even met Millie, but I'm going to have to learn as much as I can in 2 minutes about her and then be quizzed by Greg James on it a bit later on. And out of me and Grimmy and Sarah Cox and Greg, whoever knows the most about each one's listener, then that listener is going to the Brits.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Martin Solveig on BBC Radio 1. I'm trying to think what film I saw that in the other day. Was it Wreck-It Ralph? Yes, I've been to see that.
What's that?
It's a brilliant film.
Is it genuinely big, or have I just... Is it one of those that I...
It's huge.
Is it?
Yeah. You won't know anyone in it, though.
I've never heard of it.
That's because it's an animation. It's about... Like, they make the characters in video games into real life. So you see, like, it's like they have... Like, Pac-Man is real. And, like, Wreck-It Ralph is real in an old-school video game.
You see, I think I'm going to get hate for this, but apart from Toy Story...
Wreck-It Ralph is good.
I just don't think animation's it.
No, I thought that as well.
Oh, no.
Wreck-It Ralph is amazing. And also, yes, you will get hate now. Apart from Toy Story, animations are crap. Good. No, Wreck-It Ralph is really good. So, yeah, they all live inside the video game, and you see what happens when they're not being played. It's a really clever idea.
Right.
Also, I watched Taken 2 last night. I don't like it when there's inappropriate songs on films, because I'm always going to think of that song now related to that film. Was there any need for, at the happy ending, sorry if I've spoiled it, of Taken 2, was there any need for Alex Clare's "Too Close" as they dined in the milkshake bar at the end? I don't think so.
Was it weird?
Really weird. Like, "Born to break promises." It's like, what's that got to do with the film? It makes absolutely no sense. The words don't make any sense. Anyway, Sarah's been on from Leicester. Sarah is getting married to a boy called Will at the weekend. I'm wondering if she needs to get naked at her wedding on Saturday. She's feeling pressure now to do so after yesterday's 24 years at the tap end.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to pressure anyone.
She is the bride.
On a personal note, you know, any wedding I would go to, yes, it should be done.
Also, Sarah obviously listens to the show a lot because she has been on saying she's asking maybe the person that's marrying them to change the words to, "Are you, Sarah," whatever her name is, "keen
to take
to yes, take Will.
This is amazing.
To be your lawful wedded husband.
Oh my God! If someone did this, that would just be the most legendary thing.
Are you keen, Sarah? Keen.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You are proper stressed about this, aren't you?
Yeah, I had a stress dream about it last night. I woke up and the first thing I thought of was like, oh God, I've got answer questions for Millie today. So as part of Access All Areas, we have this brilliant prize to give to someone. One of our listeners is going to be going to the Brits tomorrow night. And I hope it's going to be Millie. Hi, love.
Hi.
You okay?
I'm good, thank you.
You sound better than me.
Just trying to keep my nerves calm.
Do you think that's because you know that I'm going to secretly pull through for you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know it.
So you got through on our show yesterday.
Yep.
And later, I'm going to be playing on your behalf in the big final on Greg James's show. So it's going to be me up against Sarah Cox, who is a proper SWAT. She's made all her notes and she's just like looking at them again and again. Grimmy's taking it very seriously as well. And Greg. So it's me, Grimmy, and Greg and Sarah. So we're each playing for our listener. Do you trust me?
I trust you. Yeah, got confidence.
Because I'm going to be answering questions about you. So I know we haven't known each other very long. In fact, this is the second conversation we've ever had. But I desperately need to know more about you than the other DJs know about their listeners. So this is a kind of teamwork thing, right, Millie?
Yep.
So now I have 2 minutes to find out as much about you as I can. And then Jamila's going to be asking us all the questions later. And if I win, you are going to the Brits tomorrow night, Millie. Big Millie style.
Millie 2K and 1.
Yeah. A million love songs.
Mill I Am.
Millie Ray Cyrus.
Millie and Perrins.
Millie Piper, etc.
Getting okay. Millie with it.
All right, that's enough. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to ask you questions and that. And right, well, let's do this.
All right.
120 seconds.
Who's your favourite member of One Direction?
Louis.
What's your favourite TV show?
Lost.
What's your favourite film?
Jaws.
Who do you want to see most at the Brits this year? Who are you most looking forward to?
Muse.
What's your best friend called?
Liam.
What's your favourite food?
Pasta.
Least favourite food?
90 seconds.
Pizza. Okay, that's confusing. Favourite colour?
Green.
What are you going to wear to the Brits if you win?
A dress.
Good. Generic. Why would you... No, who would you take with you if you won?
My best friend.
Name?
Brees.
Oh, well, you said it was Liam, your best friend.
Yeah, Liam. Oh, no.
Ah! Okay.
Help him out here.
Help!
Any pets? I'm from Wimbledon.
Have you got
my
any...
No, hang on.
Have you got any pets? Brother. Have you got any pets?
No, no pets.
Okay, what's your favourite band?
Muse.
Good. What's your favourite song ever?
Coldplay, Fix You.
All right. What was your favourite Brits performance last year?
Adele.
Hobbies?
Tennis. Science.
Is that a hobby? Who's your football team?
Seconds.
Oh, God.
Fulham.
Right. Make up your mind. Who is it?
Fulham.
Okay. Right. Tell me everything else about you. Go.
I live in Wimbledon. I go to Sheffield University. I've got my mum's a teacher. My dad's a doctor. I have an older brother. I don't have any pets. My favourite animal is a dog. I've never had a job. I've got brown eyes and brown hair.
Oh.
Three, two. My favourite colours. I don't know what I said.
Right, that's it.
Oh, that was stressful.
It was. Especially because you keep changing your answer. Don't even know that I'm your best friend. I think we've established it's Liam now, right?
Yeah.
But that's not to be confused with your favourite member of One Direction, which is Louis.
No.
It would be better if it was Liam.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, well. Right, so I'm going to do this, the rest of this show thing that I do.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to...
You're so stressed. You're saying ridiculous things right now and you don't even realise.
Then I'm going to revise you between 4 and 5. Okay?
Okay.
Yep. So I'm just going to go and sit in a dark corner somewhere
with a lot of coffee and think about what you've said.
All right.
Okay, good. And then after 5 o'clock, who knows? I hope that I win.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sounding thank confident. You. All right. speak to you a bit later then.
See ya.
What could go wrong? Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills. Oh, God.
Are you right, okay?
No. So, 5 o'clock today. You can watch this. You can watch how stressed I am on the Radio 1 website and on your mobile. You can watch it on your mobile as well. The grand final of the Brits competition. It's like the best night possibly of Millie's life ever so far. It will be. Mm. It's me against Grimmy, against Sarah Cox, against Greg James. We are all playing on behalf of our listeners, and I'm playing on behalf of lovely Millie, our listener. And if I get the most questions right about her, she'll be going to sit at a table at the Brit Awards. If not, I will break her heart.
Mm. You just need to revise.
She'll never speak to me again.
I mean, you're just going to have to wear... I mean, when's the last time you revised for an exam? You didn't have to do that for your degree, did you?
No.
But I
didn't have to do anything for that, actually. It was quite good.
It was...
I do have one.
But it was a while ago, and I don't think you're used to revising, really, are you? And it's stressing
out. I reminded my mum at the weekend, I am actually a doctor.
And it's,
who's choked then?
It is unbelievable, this fact, but true.
Yeah. Got a degree in it.
Loads of people are texting in, they're a bit worried about you, and they know that you've got to work really hard now and do something. You know, they think you need to take a... Like Glenn, for example, who's
not used to this kind of thing.
And he says he thinks you just need to be told, Mills, it's all going to be fine.
It's really necessary.
It is, yes.
You don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer. If you reach into your sorrow, and the sorrow that you know will melt away.
I'm going to be there for you, Millie.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Okay, real or no real time. So Chris Smith off the news is on strike, on holiday, all week. He's still not back.
Half-term strike.
So... another voice in his place. It's like the randoms that pop up when the BBC are actually on strike. It's like, who's that on the news? It's a special treat, isn't it? And here they are.
Ancient Egyptians would mourn the death of cats by shaving off their own eyebrows.
I think the new guy gives it a certain...
No, no, I don't. I'm not taking anything away from him. He's definitely good.
Certain je ne sais quoi.
Chris Smith better watch his back.
Yeah. Can you play it again so I can hear his voice again? He's quite good.
Ancient Egyptians would mourn the death of cats by shaving off their own eyebrows.
Good. Now, I was kind of obsessed with his voice so much that that I didn't even hear what he was saying. But then I noticed that he was talking about ancient Egyptians and cats and shaving off their eyebrows.
I'm going to go for real. I think we've got to say what just happened then.
Yeah, I
feel like we're not concentrating.
I was about to say the elephant in the room, but that's rude.
Don't be rude. Jamila Jamil just walked in mid-conversation.
And went...
Are we on air now?
We're on. Right. This is on Radio 1 across the whole nation.
Jamila didn't realise. She just came in and went, do you know what happened? Excuse me.
Hang on.
And you just called her an elephant. Brilliant.
No, it's the phrase, isn't it? Anyway, look, Egyptians...
There's an elephant in the room.
Egyptians' eyebrows.
Yes.
They used to love their cats, didn't they? I seem to remember reading about this at school. The Egyptians and cats. Grimmy's the man to ask. He loves it all. I'm going to say real.
No real for me.
That one is real.
Mm. Yes.
Okay, let's all concentrate.
Sorry, right, we're back in.
Cuddling with your partner can significantly improve the healing of bruises due to the increased release in the hormone oxytocin.
Hmm. I think so. It's very scientific today, that one.
Have a little cuddle and your bruises will go away.
I think true.
I don't.
I think it's real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
I knew it.
Really?
After a nice little hug, everything feels better, isn't it?
Yeah. Why have you got bruises anyway?
Hmm. Have you got any bruises, Chris?
Odd question.
Well, I'll give you a hug and I can get rid of them.
No, I don't think I do, actually. Okay.
Next.
Scientists have proven that animals are more likely to mate if exposed to the sound of Sir David Attenborough's voice.
Well, they are always doing it when he's on.
It's not commentary.
Oh, is he not?
It's not.
That would be so much better, wouldn't
it? Like a football match, he's having the headphones on.
And the baboons are doing it.
No, I hope the baboons are doing it soon. And they do.
Oh, I thought he was there.
He's like a predictor.
Yeah.
He just sets it all up.
I was going to say, they always seem to be at it when he's on.
I hope those lions start kissing.
So, yes. Do they mate more with David Attenborough's voice?
He has got a certain sort of Barry White voice about it. I mean, you would...
What, so lions are like, oh, let's get it on. Listen, David Attenborough's on.
Again, I don't think animals know who David Attenborough is.
No, that's what I'm thinking.
Yes, they do.
They don't know who he is.
Yes, they do.
They just think there's an old guy.
He's the head of all animals.
Why is he here again?
They do know. I've seen him before. He's always here.
What's he doing here again? Just commentating on our lives. Leave us alone.
Yeah. Apart from when we're doing it, then you can come whenever you want.
Maybe the question should be, do humans mate more?
That's what
when David Attenborough's voice is on.
This is what I'm thinking. But that isn't the question, so I'm going to say no real.
Put on Planet Earth Live, whatever it is.
Mm.
Bob's your uncle. I think it's real.
Right. That one is no real.
Oh.
Anatidaphobia is the fear that somewhere in the world there is a duck watching you.
Think about it. That's quite horrible, actually.
Somewhere in the world.
What do you mean?
Somewhere in the world, there's a duck watching you.
I mean, there's definitely not a duck watching any of us now.
How do you know that?
Well, where is he?
Well, there are cameras in here, Greg.
Well, they're not. He's not sat watching the telly.
What, the CCTV's been monitored by ducks?
CCTV duck.
Right, I think we all just need to calm down a bit. This has gone stupid.
So, where's the duck, then? Where do you think he is now, Chris?
Listen, I'm proposing, I'm giving a theory here.
No, but it's, imagine if you had the fear that a duck could be watching you anywhere in the world. That's a real fear for some people. Possibly.
No, it can't be. Do you think it is?
Well, it can be, can it? I mean, it's one of those weird fears people have. There's a duck on there.
It's made me about uneasy, just thinking it might be true.
I mean, out of all the things in the world to be scared of, I think that's quite low down on my list.
Mm. Real or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, though.
No, it's not.
Play it again, what's it?
Hmm?
Play again.
This.
Anatidaphobia is the fear that somewhere in the world there is a duck watching you.
Anatidaphobia?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a 90s TV presenter.
Next.
Miranda Hart declined to charge her usual appearance fee to present the Queen's Diamond Jubilee concert. The Miranda star instead asked only to be paid with a selection of cured meats.
So she waived a fee if she could have some salami,
and she fell over and kept looking at the camera.
Mm.
I think that's true.
Mm.
I think she looks like she likes cured meats. She looks like the person.
Explain.
She'd definitely go to a delicatessen.
I think she looks like the sort of person that could get gout.
Absolutely. Too much good living. Mm. Too much red wine. Too much cheese.
The only two people I know in the world that got gout are Henry VIII and my dad.
Alan?
Yeah.
Has Alan got gout?
He had it
for a while. All that good living?
Yeah. Well, he was retired, so he just sits at home and drinks wine.
Awesome.
That's it.
That's the dream.
Wine and chorizo. That's his life.
That's the dream. Wine and chorizo.
That's his life now.
I want to be Alan.
I want to be Alan one day.
You will be.
Can't wait to be
Don't
Alan.
Worry.
Can't wait to be Alan.
Former Radio 1 DJ Greg James has gout.
Let's have gout.
Let's all get it.
Woo!
Okay.
Let's bring it back.
I know.
Henry VIII.
I've always said I wanted it. Real or no real? Miranda,
I think it's
meats.
Real.
I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, and at the end of that,
Greg scored 10. I scored 30.
How did you get 30?
Are you making this up again?
Come on.
No, no, no.
No, no, no.
I kept counting.
No. That was real or no real. Thanks, Greg.
How many people have done the Peking duck joke?
Actually, quite a lot.
Peking duck, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, see you at 5 o'clock then.
For the
final.
Yeah.
Thanks for remembering.
No, I'm really
calling
excited.
It the thing.
What do you call it, though?
Oh, the thing.
What is it?
Sick. Okay.
Competition. So the thing.
Greg's on it 4 and 5 o'clock. We will all try and win as part of Axel Solaris. I don't know how that's part of Axel Solaris, let's be honest. I think we're clutching at straws at that point.
I think we're clutching at
straws. Try and get someone to the Brits tomorrow night. Tomorrow, we will speak to Greg James at the Brit Awards between 1 and 4, live on Radio 1. And Wednesday, 1:45, sit back, relax. 24 years at the tap end will be on. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.